Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we tried?
Yeah, welcome to the Open Heaven. You are welcome to another time in the presence of the Lord. I want to specially welcome you all to a brand new day. It's the 29th day in the month of January 2025. Just like that, January is coming to an end. And all we can say right now is thank you, Jesus. We cannot say it's because we are smart. We cannot say it's because we eat healthy that we are still standing now. We can only say it is by the grace of God, because indeed it is only by the grace and mercy of the Lord that we are standing. That's why I want to offer our sacrifice of praise this morning. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. We get to dive into the Word of God. We get to sit with the Lord and listen to Him speak and minister to our souls. Right here on this show, we get directions to every aspect of our lives. That's why I'm certain that here is where you need to be. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your phones or any device you're listening to me from and share. Invite somebody to this platform and let somebody be a partaker of this show this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Wednesday, the 29th day in the month of January 2025. And we will be looking at a topic, a very strong one at that, that says, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 27. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus chapter 5 to chapter 7. Leviticus from chapter 5 to chapter 7. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 37, which says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 11, from verse 22 to 24. Mark chapter 11, from verse 22 to 24. Are you with your Bibles right now? From verse 22, it reads, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that these things he says will be done, it will have whatever it says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in the book of Mark 9 verse 23, the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe it. Sometimes ago, we had a Holy Ghost night in Canada. After the program, some people rushed to touch the chair I sat on. However, one particular woman didn't bother. She just went to my wife's chair, knelt there and prayed to God. The doctors had told her that she had no womb and that she shouldn't bother trying to have children. While on her knees, she said, Lord, the woman who sat here has a womb and she doesn't need it anymore. Transfer her womb to me. By the time she came to testify, she had given birth to 5 children. She miraculously had a womb transplant by just touching the chair of the original owner of the womb. This is just one of the little things that God can do. He resurrected a dead man after 4 days in John 11. There is absolutely nothing that God cannot do. One major thing that can limit his ability to work wonders in is unbelief. As powerful as Jesus was during his earthly ministry, he could not perform many miracles in his own hometown because of the unbelief. We see that in Matthew 13 verse 58. During Jesus' early ministry, he would often say to those that he was about to heal, your faith has made you whole, like we see in Mark chapter 5 verse 34. In other words, without faith, they would have remained sick. That big challenge in front of you can be easily solved by God if you only believe. Praying about a problem is not enough. The real question is, do you believe that God can solve it? I have seen many people pray without believing that they will receive answers to their prayers. And because of their unbelief, they miss out on their miracles. James 1 verse 6 to 7 says, but let him ask in faith, not in wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. All you have to do is ask him in faith. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says that when you are praying, you should present your request to God with thanksgiving. In other words, as you are making your request, you should thank him simultaneously, because you know that he has done it already. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, go ahead and make decrees according to God's word concerning the impossible situations around you and trust him to turn them around. And as you do so, may the Almighty in his infinite mercy answer you in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the open heaven hour. You see all our past and current open heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefathersradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. And it's absolutely free. Then you can enjoy all our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.